Consumers and advocates reported widespread problems on the opening day of Wisconsin's new health care exchange. The federal government is operating Wisconsin's site because Governor Walker did not want to create or manage it. WUWM's Aaron Toner spoke with several people Tuesday who tried to navigate the exchange and failed.
Carolyn Mello was eager Tuesday morning to check out her insurance options on the state's new online exchange. The Milwaukee woman says she's been uninsured since she was booted off Badger Care when her daughter turned 19. Mello says she hasn't been able to afford private coverage.
I've been just going to free sites to get things like mammograms and other, you know, yearly checkups, but I don't have anything in case I get hurt, for instance.
So Mello wasted no time Tuesday logging on to the new exchange, hoping to find an affordable option.
Well, I went on pretty early in the day at 9 a.m. And at first I was asked to wait to get into the login for the site. This is healthcare.gov.
After several minutes, Mello was able to start the process of creating an account.
But then when I got to the security questions, there were no security questions.
You know that little drop menu that gives you options for security questions? Mello says those menus were blank, so she couldn't continue. She started the process over, and the same thing happened.
I've been on the site now for almost 3 hours, and they still have no security questions posted, and I am still unable to create an account.
Mello wasn't alone. Consumers throughout Wisconsin reported glitches and long waits on the online exchange.
It's really frustrating. I know we've had a couple of patients who have definitely been upset about it.
Sarah Bailey is a spokesperson for Progressive Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. The agency had scheduled several appointments Tuesday to help patients with no insurance navigate the new site. But Bailey says it was down all morning, and the federal government did not provide any information about what was causing the problems or when the site might be fixed. She wondered whether the government shutdown was a factor.
Maybe they just don't have enough staff right now. I think they're just getting a huge volume of applications, and they're just not. I really couldn't tell you what is going on.
Bailey says staff helped patients who could not log on to the exchange establish email accounts to use when the site was operational again.
Because in order to log in with healthcare.gov, you do have to have an email account, like through Yahoo or Gmail. Many of our patients don't have access to computers, so they've never had an email account before. So we've at least helped them get an email account, you know, so that part of the process can be done, and then we've asked them to reschedule and come back at a later date.
In Milwaukee, the city health department also intended to help people sift through insurance plans on the first day of the new exchange. Jessica Gatherimu is director of family and community health for the department. She says a few dozen people showed up at the city's three health centers Tuesday morning, but no one was able to get through the entire login process.
And the overall feeling has been that people have been very understanding. They've been very patient. We haven't had any comments or complaints that have been negative in tone.
Gatherimu says the department took down contact information for those who could not enroll and promised to get in touch when the site was working. Carolyn Mello, the Milwaukee woman who tried for 3 hours to create an account on the exchange, says she plans to keep at it.
It's a common experience for people who have to go through the state or the federal process to get something like health care. They have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Mello and everyone else hoping to purchase insurance through the exchange have until December 15th to pick a plan and pay the premium in order for coverage to start on January 1st. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.